Funny how quick local mayors were to put citizens under pseudo-house arrest, make people close their businesses, and put thousands instantly out of work out of a sense of extreme caution, but in cutting government spending, they can drag their feet and give it plenty of time. This is a perfect sign of either incompetence or hypocrisy of mayors and councils. Either they do not understand that actual spending must be cut immediately in order to mitigate the overall effects of the coming revenue plummet, or they think it's okay to shut your business down and put you out of work instantly with little to no study, but refuse to apply the same to local government. Seems another case of government considering us its servants instead of the other way around. Nursing homes, assisted living centers in San Antonio, Texas City, Galveston, Lubbock, and other places, as well as the state-supported living center in Denton, make up a very significant number of COVID cases and fatalities in the state. A Wednesday Express News headline was, "One nursing home now accounts for almost half of San Antonio's COVID-19 deaths." Since I wrote about how our full-time local public health agencies wasted resources and time shutting down places under speculative ideas of Wuhan virus spread, as opposed to putting their full push into hardening and intensively monitoring known highly dangerous nexus points for spread, headlines and experience around the state continue to prove I was onto the biggest story of this outbreak. The bureaucracies failed again and mostly only reacted with intensive intervention in these places after outbreaks began spreading. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.